from the Kiss 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Live from the Roz and Mocha Ballroom, the Roz and Mocha Show presents the Roast of Roz Weston. Woo! Featuring Mocha Brown. Legend Russell Peters, David Laurie, Maria Papadakis, HGTV Scott McGilvray, DJ Climax, Shamroy Parkinson, aka Cheesecake, aka Cookie Burger, Roz's daughter Roxy, and a special live performance by Shaw Desmond. And now the man of the hour and birthday boy, Roz Weston.
This is incredible. Thank you all so much for being here, and really, you know, it's an honor. I love you all, and please go easy on me.
Yeah, okay.
Please welcome your host and roast master, Mocha.
It's been 15 years that I've had to go carrying your ass around. Looking at you, all bent and warped, your spine looks upside down. Cool dude, that is your claim to fame. But spoiler alert, I got 2 gray hairs and you're the one to blame. A 6'4" eyesore and that awkward way you dress. Don't wash your legs, you lick your phone. Boy, you are a hot mess. Quick question, Roz. How does it feel that I am Catherine's fave? That poor girl is married to a man that doesn't bathe or shave. Now sit back, feet up, and enjoy the roast. Cause from here on out, Roz, your ass is toast. Woo! Calm down. Calm down.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes,
thank you, everybody.
Yes.
Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Ballroom, and welcome to the Roast of Roz Weston. That's right. Roz turns 50. Oh. For 17 years, Roz was on ET Canada. He won tons of awards, which is wild, because not since the invention of the popsicle have I seen something with a stick up his ass look so frigid.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
We have so much planned for this roast. Shaw Desmond is here. You're going to be performing live, right?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, Mocha. Thank you.
Shaw Desmond, by the way, is Portuguese for... who?
What?
That's okay. Okay. We're going there. All right.
And Scott McGilvray is here. Welcome, hey! Scott McGilvray. Scott, of course, the star of HGTV, who has the perfect life. He's a millionaire, has 2 wonderful kids, an incredible wife. Scott's only problem is... no matter how many houses he builds, his family keeps finding him.
Wow. Shots fired. Okay. Great.
And our very own Maria Papadakis is here. Hey, Maria, hey. Also the in-stadium host for Toronto FC. And congrats to TFC, by the way. After 100 years, they finally cracked the code on how to make soccer more boring.
Oh, my God.
Y'all, look at her face.
Oh, damn.
And we are so happy to have Roz's daughter, Roxy, here with us today.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Thank you so much. This is going to be great.
Russell Peters will be stopping by, and I think I should wrap this up because I'm pretty sure I've already used up all the words that Dammit Maury knows. roaster is a man who is so slow, it took him a week to fall down a flight of stairs. Shem, a.k.a. Cheesecake, a.k.a. Cookie Burger.
Thank you, Mocha. Thank you. You know, Mocha's a hard guy to roast. You know, I don't want to start with a bunch of short jokes, but with you, it's really hard not to go low, Mocha.
Oh, damn.
Bro.
Yeah. Maria's here. Yeah, shout out to Maria. Maria sounds like Monday's feel. Love her, though. Love her, though. All right. Happy birthday, Roz.
Thank you.
What do you get the man who already has absolutely everything? I'm not 100% sure, but I'd start with antibiotics and then a bath.
Oh,
at least that, right?
Yeah,
seriously,
okay.
You look like microwave cabbage must taste, Roz.
Oh, my God!
Now, look, I'm not going to say that Roz is full of shit, but when he went for a prostate exam, the doctor stuck his finger in his mouth.
Oh! Oh, in your face, yo. Literally. Amen. Yo, Cheesecake, that was a good one.
You know, they say that age is a state of mind, Roz, but here you are letting it creep down to the rest of your body.
Oh, my God.
And that body. I mean, what can we say? You look structurally unsound. You really do.
Oh, my God.
Roz, how those legs support that head is really engineering at its finest.
Oh, my God.
Look, Roz and Catherine have been together for what, like almost like 20 years? We should really all applaud that.
Hey, right?
Someone took a look at you, Roz, and said, more of that, please.
Wow.
Yeah. But, you know, look, Roz, really, you guys are a great couple. Love Catherine. You guys live a picture-perfect life. Catherine is a work of art. Roz, you look like you were drawn with a foot. Look, Roz, finally, never forget, man, that you are one of the things that brings a smile to people's faces every day, and we love you, big guy. So, happy 50th.
Thank you.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
It's the Roz and Mocha podcast, Taylor's version. Yeah, thanks to Rogers. We're giving away two tickets to see Taylor Swift the Eras Tour when she comes to Toronto. Each week, we're going to be giving you a different keyword. You need to text the keyword and your name to 925-555 to enter for your chance to win. This week's keyword is red. There you go. Your chance to win tickets thanks to Rogers, the presenting sponsor of Taylor Swift the Eras Tour. Standard data and messaging rates apply. See contest rules linked in the description of this episode for full details. And remember, there will be another keyword that drops on next Wednesday's podcast.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
You're listening to the roast of Roz Weston. Stick around after the roast for Roz and Mocha's Easy Money, where someone is guaranteed to win $1,000. Then we hand things over to DJ Climax for a scorching birthday mix. Now, welcome back, your host and roastmaster, Mocha.
All right, and our next roaster is a good friend of the show, great friend of Roz's, Scott McGilvery, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
Scott's got 26 shows on HGTV, but if that's not enough, make sure you check out all of his old videos from his boy band days when he was a lead singer of Tongue and Groove. And don't forget, you can always subscribe to him on OnlyFans under the name Hammer Drill. Scott McGilvery, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wow. It's going to be one of those days. Wow. Okay. So, you know, first of all, obviously, it's an honor to be here among so many other barely famous people who were available. So really appreciate that. But seriously, no, Maury asked me to do this. And when he said it was a roast, I was like, oh, this is going to be easy. But then I found out it wasn't about him. So I had to do some work. But Maury, you should be proud of all you do here. I feel like you just don't get enough credit for all that you've done. You're such an inspiration, living proof that you don't need looks, brains, height, charisma, or intelligence to be mediocre. Right?
Oh, my God.
Shem in the studio.
Yes.
Buddy.
Yes.
Awesome. I love it. You're always making up songs, singing on the show. People don't even know that you are a talented musician because you're not.
But listen,
I remember when you started on the show, I was like, I'm going to like this guy. People are telling me he sounds like you. You guys have the same voice. I came in here. We did a segment where people even had trouble telling us apart. I even had trouble telling us apart. And so when I finally met you, it made me so happy that that's the only thing people think we have in common. Oh, shoot. And Maria, what an amazing person to have here. It's so nice to see you on the show. I know that the team really wanted to add a female voice to this show for a long time, so I guess they'll have to keep looking.
So,
I don't know if I triggered any. So sorry. I was like, she's so sweet. How do I say anything bad?
Scott McGilvery.
Mocha, what's up, man?
Oh yeah, what you got, bro?
And we go pretty far back, yeah. You and me. So Roz and I go even further back.
Yeah.
So I remember when this was all starting. 15 years you guys have been doing this. It's wild. And I was like, I was about to meet you. And I'm like, well, if Mocha can be half the man that Roz is, this is going to work. And then I met you, and you are literally half the man Roz is.
Bro, we're basically the same height. Basically.
But I mean, think about this resume. Accomplished actor, best-selling author, award-winning host. I mean, you name it, you're not it.
Right? Oh my God. So.
All right. Let's talk about that. Are you okay, Roz?
I
haven't even gotten to you yet, buddy. Honestly. I'm going to move on. I know you're 50. That is amazing. I mean, you don't look a day over 70. And I know you have quite a history with your career. And I look at you and where you are, and I feel so comforted knowing that when my career is over, there's always radio, right?
So,
I mean, it's... I know, like, this is getting bad. I'm sorry. People are crashing their cars right now. This is not who I am. I'm really uncomfortable doing this. But your work does seem effortless because you really do just put half the effort into everything. I always say, you know, you really put the 0.5 in Kiss 92.5.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. Oh my God.
But at the same time, you also put the Kiss in Kiss 92.5 because on my birthday, you kissed my mom on the mouth. Thanks for that. Something
what?
That I have to relive and hear about at every family gathering.
Oh, damn.
Can't wait to return the favor one day.
Wow.
Wow.
But when you are passionate about something, you don't wait. You don't hesitate, right? You wanted your cottage renovated. You called me right away. You're like, this is important to me. You wanted great grass, man. You became like the man who knows everything about grass. And then, you know, you met Catherine, the greatest thing that ever happened to you. And you were like, I am going to wait 20 years to propose to this woman. She must have felt so special.
Yo, that's not even a rose. That's a fact.
Sliding into your priority list just below watching grass grow. Wow. Anyway, all I really want to say is that you are an important part of this show. The team has the right combination of charisma, comedy, joy, entertainment, and you're here too.
Amazing.
It pains me to roast you because I love you, Roz. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you so much.
I'm sweating.
You're listening to the roast of Roz Weston. Now, some words of wisdom, encouragement, and doom from the residents of Chartwell's, the Sumac Retirement Residence.
Oh my God.
Hi, I'm Rod Maxwell. I'm 86. And gathering here today, some of my friends wanted to share with Roz the effects of getting old.
Who's turning 50? What?
I want to know, am I the oldest one here?
Men do have a problem at 50. So be careful, ladies.
Never pass an available toilet. Never trust a fart. And never waste a fart on, even if you're by yourself.
There will be times when they find them looking at some younger women. But in my case,
I always looked at a younger man.
I had to go and see my doctor about it. I'm going to give you a prescription, okay? And I looked at it and I thought, my God, what's this? He's got on here. He's got Viagra on here. So I took it to the pharmacist and I got my Viagra. Ross, welcome to the old timers club.
Well, the aches and pains are lovely when you get older. Getting out of bed can be a challenge sometimes. Getting up in the middle of the night three times to pee can be a challenge sometimes.
You have the marathon to the to the bathroom every hour, or two.
I guess one of the most common ones that I see is when you walk into a room and you forget why you went there. You know you're supposed to be in the kitchen, but you don't know why.
You know, they say it's the golden years. It's not too golden.
Betty Davis said, fasten your seat belts, folks. It's going to be a bumpy ride. And that's exactly what it is, a bumpy ride.
Happy 50th birthday, Ross. You old fart.
That's your gang right there. Hey, pals.
Please welcome back your host and roastmaster, Mocha.
All right, our next roaster has so many men in her DMs that if you message her today, you'll get a free Bass Pro hat. And by the way, if you're an ex-con looking to hook up, she'd prefer if you were still in your stick-up years and not in your hold-up years.
That's a joke, by the way, Maria.
I got it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mocha, very much. Now, Can someone please untuck Mocha's ears? Those things must be in so much pain, tucked under his hats all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it is an honor to be here with so many hysterical people. Like, damn it, Maury. Maury's looking super skinny. I get it. We've all gained a bit during COVID. You know, yes, round of applause. But Maury is clearly trying to get back to his original weight. 7 pounds and 3 ounces.
Almost there.
Roz, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Now, a lot of people say they hate Roz. Okay. When I first met Roz...
What the hell?
All right.
When I first met Roz, I was terrified of him. I used to think it was because he was larger than life, but then I realized it was because he looks exactly like the thing that lived under my bed when I was 6.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Roz, you're looking homeless as ever. But I think all of us and humanity as a whole owe you a huge thanks.
You're welcome.
You're proof that money isn't everything. And yes, you can have it all and still look like
shit. Oh! Damn, Maria.
You know, being single and starting to get back out there again, I wasn't sure about the dating pool. But Roz has given me hope. Him marrying someone 10 years younger has made me realize that maybe my person is just too busy trying to get out of grade 11.
Oh, damn! Wow,
oh
Maria.
God.
You went there, huh?
Roz and Catherine do have an incredible relationship, though. It is inspiring. We could all be so lucky. I can't wait to be married to a man who never remembers my birthday or our anniversary or to wash his feet.
Oh, shoot.
Happy birthday, Roz.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Maria, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, came through with a flavor.
You're listening to the roast of Roz Weston. Stick around after the roast for Roz and Mocha's Easy Money, where someone is guaranteed to win $1,000. Then we hand things over to DJ Climax for a scorching birthday mix. Now, welcome back your host and roastmaster, Mocha.
Okay. Our next roaster just dropped a new single called Guys, I'm Still Crying.
God damn it.
Please welcome recording artist and hater of shirts, Sean Desmond!
Yes. Sean, I cannot thank you enough for being here.
Dude, I wouldn't miss it.
I know. Having a performance from you is truly a gift. Oh, and it means the world to me that you were here and able to do this with us today.
I wouldn't miss this for the world, man. This is a big day for you.
It is a big day. My ego is very fragile right now. I don't know. It's already been a long show.
Well, you better buckle up there, Ross.
Okay, Sean, your microphone is there. You're going to sing live? Is that the deal here?
Yeah, singing live.
Oh, God. Okay, here we go.
Oh, no.
I have to bring back a classic. Here we go.
Oh, my God. Oh.
You guys ready?
No, yeah.
No. Happy birthday, yes. Roz.
I look at you and I just gotta say, what happened to your face? Does Catherine realize you're a hobo?
Oh,
I read your book and I really think it's so overrated. Oh. Who am I kidding? I didn't actually read it. Let's slow that ego down. You're 50, hey! 50,
yes!
50. Your breath smells like shit. You're 50, 50. Roz, you're so f***ing old. Take the scarf cause you might be cold. It's time to find some friends. You're 50, 50. And your feet stink.
Wow, Sean Desmond.
I'm sorry.
My God.
Sean, I can only say this. I envy anyone who has never met you.
Yo. Oh, my God. I'm glad you enjoyed that. But you know it's all love. You know,
it's all
I got
love.
So much love for you.
Thank you so much, man. Yes. You made my day. All right, Sean Desmond.
Woo!
Next roaster is the one and only, damn it, Maury.
Yes.
Maury, yes. By the way, an absolute pleasure to talk to. I can't tell you the number of times the middle of my sentence has interrupted the beginning of his. Damn it, Maury, everybody!
Thank you, Mocha. Thank you. Question, what is Mocha short for?
What?
What? No, y'all say what?
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 What? What? His little legs. Shem is here. I asked Shem one time how much he spent to get married. He told me he'd let me know once he's finished paying.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's just mean.
Wow. Roz, I've known you for years. I've known you for years. We've worked together for a long time. The only person who knows more about Roz than me is my therapist. Seriously, though, I love working with you. And if you ever left the show, you know I'd follow you anywhere, even if you didn't ask. Don't worry, I'll find you.
Roz, is this a rose? Or you just spitting straight facts?
Roz, when I look at you, I only see one thing. A man that I know, if I folded the right way, would fit perfectly in the same closet I used to hide my gay.
Oh my goodness.
Sometimes in the morning, I'll ask Roz what he did last night, and he'll say, not much, which is really frustrating because I know it's a lie. Like, I can show you the video.
Wow.
One of the reasons this show is so successful is because of your sense of humor. You're one of the funniest people I've ever met. You told a joke the other night, and I laughed so hard I almost fell out of my tree. Roz, so much has been said about your looks. That hair, that beard. A lot of people say you remind them of Santa, which is weird because I'm the one who sees you when you're sleeping and knows when you're awake.
This is getting weird now, guys.
So weird.
Now, normally I'd end with a knock-knock joke, but if I ever knocked, then you'd know where I was. Happy birthday.
Oh, my God.
Damn it. This is more Christmas.
Okay, then. All right.
joining us live via satellite while on the Relax It's Not That Serious tour, which, by the way, hits Winnipeg November 30th, Ottawa December 7th, and Toronto December 14th. Please welcome to the show the man who never lets me forget that he's the more successful version of me, Russell Peters! By the way, RussellPeters.com for tickets to that tour.
Well, I'm Mocha. I thought you were introducing Roz the way you said that.
Wow.
See, Roz was TV and radio, and you're just, well, you know. Hey, Jeez. Roz.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
As they say, welcome to the fifth floor, you old bastard.
Amazing.
You went from a pretty boy from TV to a Yeti. What happened to you? Oh, you legit turned into the guy that got a face for radio now. Wow. I mean, congrats on your lawn. I mean, Roz has that look of he kind of looks like a non-white guy, and now he's like, no, no, I'm going to make sure you know I'm a white guy. I'm gonna get you for your birthday. I'm getting you a membership to the Klan, and it's not Wu Tang.
Jeez.
And just to make things even more spicy, we're gonna put a hard R on Mocha. So it's gonna be Roz and Moker.
Yo, man, it's not my birthday. Just focus on Roz.
Anyway, happy birthday, young fella, and we're happy you made it this far. And let's hope by 60, you know, your grass is greener than your freaking gray ass hair and beard.
Russell Peters, ladies and gentlemen. Again, Relax, It's Not That Serious tour. Winnipeg, November 30th. Ottawa, December 7th. Toronto, December 14th. Grab your tickets at RussellPeters.com. Russell Peters, we love you, bro. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we are live from the Roz and Mocha Ballroom.
Yes,
and
yes.
This is the roast of Roz Weston. Okay, here we are. Our final roaster probably knows Roz better than any of us. And she's also skipping first period to be here. Please welcome Roz's kid, Roxy Weston.
Are you going to hurt me? Are you going to flame me?
Just be prepared.
Oh, no.
Yes.
This is going to be my only opportunity to do this for a very long time, so I did not take this lightly.
Okay, Roxy, go ahead.
Before I start, I just want to say that, you know, being your kid is pretty great. Seriously, when people find out what you do for a living, they always think we live in, like, a mansion or something cool like that, but I mean, once they see what you look like, they always think we live in a forest. No joke. If I go to a store with my mom, people always think we're sisters. But, I mean, if I go to a store with you, they always think I'm trying to help find your owner.
Wow. Oh, my God.
My dad's job in the house is pretty important. He does all the cooking and most of the laughing. My job is to remember all of the stuff that he forgets, which, to be honest, for a kid my age is way too much work. That was a joke about your memory, Dad.
Thanks.
Good one.
I know you always say that I'm your greatest accomplishment, but I disagree. You've traveled the world, you're on TV for 20 years, wrote a bestseller. You guys have built the Roz and Mocha Show into something truly special. Mm-hmm. And you did all of that without ever washing your hair. But in all honesty, you're a great dad. You always make sure I have everything I need, including the perfect view of the back of your head when you're in first class and me and Mom are back in coach.
Oh, no!
Love you, Pops. Happy birthday.
Oh, I love you, kid. Thank you so much, baby. Thank you, and thank you, everybody. Thank you, Mocha. Thank you for putting all of this together. Mocha, you are an incredible partner, and nobody is better with fans. Seriously, when fans meet Mocha for the first time, they all think the same thing. Nicest guy they've ever met. Giving. Where's the rest of him?
Bro! What?
Seriously, you look like a file that didn't fully load. Oh, damn it, Maury. Oh, damn it, Maury.
Yeah, damn it, Maury.
Okay, yes, damn it, Maury. I want to thank you also, damn it, Maury. I know I'm not one of the easiest guys to work for, and yes, there are times, sure, I could agree with you, but then we'd both be wrong. Oh, Shem and Maria.
Oh, no.
Don't worry. I'm going to wrap this up real soon, guys, so you can go back to talking about how good it feels to take your bras off at the end of the day.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's you, Cheesecake. That's,
why am I laughing?
Because it's funny.
We are so lucky to have both of you on the show. Shem, you have the voice of an angel. Maria, you sound like a welder who works nights.
Wow.
Listen, it's cool though. It's cool. Maria, I'm not saying you're the person with the worst voice in the world, but you better hope they don't die.
Oh, really? Like she's about to cry.
Shem.
Oh, no.
Shem looks like he'd be easy to paint.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just said that.
Listen. No. Shem was dealt a horrible hand in life, okay? Sleep apnea and insomnia. Insomnia has to be so unbelievably tough. But on the bright side, only 4 more sleeps till Christmas. Everyone agrees that Shem smells amazing, okay? But we also know that all that cologne is to mask the smell of him dying twice last night.
Oh, shoot. Oh, my God.
Sometimes I see Shem and he's gasping for air. And I don't know if it's the sleep apnea or just the walking.
Wow.
Listen.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I love you all. This is one of the greatest days of my life. I can't thank you, Mocha, damn it, Maury, Maria, Cookie Burger, Cheesecake, Scott McGilvery, my kid, Sean Desmond, Russell Peters. Thank you so much. This was a dream come true. Thank you. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Ross. We love you, dog.
The roast of Roz Weston was brought to you by Lousy Friends and Poor Taste. Coming up, DJ Climax goes scorched earth with a special birthday mix. And next, someone will be walking away with $1,000 with Roz and Mocha's Easy Money.
Roz, have you recovered from the roast of you celebrating your 50th birthday?
I'm exhausted.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, the roast of Roz Weston will be available as its own podcast.
Yes.
At some point today. Not that far from now. So we're working on it. If you subscribe to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast, you'll get that notification. If you do not subscribe, make sure you subscribe so you can listen to the entire roast of Roz Weston. Megan, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
What's up?
I just wanted to tell you how hilarious the roast was.
Yeah. Real good, right? What was your favorite part?
I loved the Scott McGilvery part.
Yeah.
And the Sean Desmond song was amazing. Uh-huh. I hope that you guys like released that.
Well, I was just saying.
That's not going to happen.
Oh, you mean the song.
The song.
No, I was just saying that we're going to have the entire roast available as its own podcast.
Yes. Okay, perfect. I'll just have to isolate that clip.
Yeah. Yeah. God, Scott just came in it was funny because when he was leaving, like everything was cool and it's so out of character for Scott that like he, when he's at the end, when he was like, I'm sweating.
Yeah.
He was sweating.
He felt like, really bad, eh?
He felt so bad. Like,
but
it was.
Still.
You can tell he's so nice that it was like almost paining him to say it, but he came to play.
I know. He went hard.
No, he came to murder.
Yeah. Scott came like he was prepared to never speak to any of us ever again.
Yeah. Like, this is going to be his last appearance.
Yes.
And he just wanted to just get it off his chest. Vented moment.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think Scott was great. Sean was great. Everybody was awesome. Everybody just brought
you,
it.
Though.
I know.
Oh my God.
Absolutely the best.
You have no idea how proud I am of your daughter, Ross.
She's I don't even know if she made it to school on time today, to be honest with you.
She's signing autographs.
Yeah.
Worth it. I do have to say, Who was taking care of Mummy's cheesecake throughout this? He got it pretty bad too. This is not his role.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah. What the hell?
Yeah. And I don't know how that worked out, but like cheesecake got like you got murdered,
yeah,
cheesecake.
Multiple times and multiple people.
I still love you, cheesecake.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Yeah. You too.
Bye-bye. Right. Hi, Renata. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
I was just listening to the roast, and man, that was insane. Poor Ross.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. What was the most insane part that you heard, Renata?
Oh, man. I was laughing my ass out with all of them, but Maria's. When roasted Maria.
Oh, I thought you meant Ross. I thought you meant Maria's roast.
What
about the fact that Maury's entire routine sounded like evidence?
Somebody texted and said that didn't sound like a roast. That sounded like a confession.
It sounded like a confession.
It was like a confession kind of thing.
Yeah, it's all starting to make sense because last week I walked into Maury's studio and he had Amazon on his computer and he was like, he had binoculars up there. And in my head, I was like, what do you need binoculars for, man?
That's very Maury like.
It is, yeah.
You should be watching your back. Although he's gonna be halfway down there, but like you should be walking your back
all the time. No, it was Renata, it was great.
Glad you enjoyed. You know we love you. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Roz.
I don't know if I believe that.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye. You too.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
We're going to go back to the phones in a sec. 925-555 is how you text in the Roz and Mocha text line to get on the radio. Getting a ton of reaction still to the roast of Roz Weston that happened earlier this morning. Shout out once again to Scott McGilvery, Sean Desmond, and Russell Peters for being a part of the roast. A lot of reaction, dude, still. So we head back to the phones. Hey, it's Roz and Mocha. What's your name?
Hi, Mocha. It's Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. What do you want to say?
I just want to say, I listened to the entire roast my drive to work, and I never laughed so much out loud in a car. People thought it was nuts. It was awesome.
Yeah, what was your favorite part?
Honestly, I can't say there was, actually, no. Roz with cheesecake. That was good. That was good. I have to say that was good. And Roxy roasted her dad was the sweetest.
I know. Yeah. So good. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Roz.
Thank you, love.
Hi, it's the Roz and Mocha Show. Who's this?
It's Sarah.
What do you want to say, Sarah?
I want to say happy birthday to Roz to start off with.
Thank you.
And everybody did a really great job. I laughed so hard. I think all of Orleans, Ottawa, like, heard me laughing this morning. But I have to point out, like, Roxy's amazing. She was so savage.
Right.
I loved it. Yeah. She did so good.
Yeah. Yeah. I was really, I mean, I gave her the biggest hug when she left. And then she was like, I got to go. I got to test.
I tell her I said, like, if I could have ran to Toronto and given her a high five, I would have.
Yeah.
She was so good. I was like, you go, girl. Like, that was awesome. And I loved it. I laughed so hard.
And it's wild because, like, you forget, like, because when your kids are younger, right? Like, if you need to pull your kid out of, you know, grade four for a period or two, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Right. But she's high school now. And so she was like, when am I in the show?
Uh-huh.
Because, like, I got to go. And I'm like, well, I'm looking at the rundown. And you're, like, last, right? Which is awesome. She's like, it's not really that awesome, right?
I got to rush out of here.
Yeah. So she was great. She really came through.
I hope everybody goes to school and gives her a high five.
Yeah,
like,
so
honestly,
do I.
She was so good.
Yeah.
But no, everybody did really, really great. I laughed. Like, I needed that this morning. So, I was looking forward to it. I got up at 5 to make sure I'd be, like,
ready to go.
No, I wake up at 5 every day to listen to you guys.
Oh, okay.
I made sure today. I told everybody in my house, I'm like, nobody bother me. I'm listening to the radio. I don't care what you need. Just do your thing.
Do you subscribe to our podcast?
Sure do.
Okay, so the entire roast of Roz Weston will be available as its own podcast today. So if you want to re-listen to it later on, okay?
Yeah, I definitely will.
All right, thanks. Love you.
Thank you. Love you.
Bye. Right. Ma.
Hi.
Hey, can I read to you what you texted me when you were listening to the roast this morning, or do you want to say it to Roz?
Why?
Why?
Okay, I'm just going to read it, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
My mom said, I am not the only one who thinks Roz looks like a homeless man. What does he need to do to fix the problem, huh?
Fix his beard and his hair.
Ma. Okay.
Anything else?
You sound like my mother.
Anything else?
No, I love Roz.
I love you too.
Happy 50th birthday.
Thank you. Moms of a certain age feel a certain way about unkempt sons. You know what I mean? Right?
All right. Yeah. Okay. I'll call you later. I love you.
Take care.
Bye. Bye, love. Bye. Bye.
Hi, it's the Roz and Mocha Show. What's your name?
My name's Leo.
What's up, man?
Oh, my gosh. This roast was absolutely amazing. It is the best thing I've ever heard.
Oh, thank you, dude. I had so much fun. Yeah, it was so great. Everybody just brought it, too. Like, that was the And I know people were nervous. I know Maria was nervous. I know Shem came to me a couple times. It was like, let's talk about feelings. I know, you know what I mean? I know Maury was nervous, right?
Yeah, let's talk about feelings, and guess what? Nobody listened.
Yeah. Because nobody wanted to do any permanent damage, but I think people came real close.
Yeah. Amazing.
It's pretty hot in there, definitely.
Yeah.
Any standout moments for you, sir?
I kind of liked how Maury started to roast himself kind of halfway through that.
Right?
Yeah, kind of.
It was a confession.
Yeah.
I think Roz prepared really hard to come back with the comeback, since he came in a little hotter than some people came at him, so I don't know if there's going to be some beef later on.
No, there's no beef, bro. It's over. Okay?
My man, thank you so much for listening. Appreciate you. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh, Roz, hands down.
Thank you, brother.
My guy. Have a great day, bro.
Happy birthday.
All right,
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.